Today's Daf Masechet Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis, majority of Amud Beis, is filled with an analysis of what makes the laws of Shabbos unique in terms of stringency and leniency versus other mitzvos. The Gemara concludes that this comparison was being made with Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the laws of idolatry. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, there are potentially multiple prohibited activities in each Avodah Zarah experience. Korban, sacrifice, ketores, incense, Nisuch, wine libation, and others. If these are done, behelam echad, if they're done in one stream of consciousness, only one korban is brought. But on Shabbos, if two different malachos are done, zareah, kotzer, etc., are done in one stream of consciousness, one action, two korbanos have to be brought. So Shabbos is stricter in this way. However, when it comes to a shogeg action, when it comes to an unintentional action that was done without kavana, was done without intent, on Shabbos, it is patur because of malachas machshavas. We have a rule that you have to know what you're doing on Shabbos. You have to understand the action itself in order for it to be a violation of Shabbos. In Avodah Zarah, if it was a case where a person saw a statue, the Gemara says a case where a person saw a statue and bowed to it, me'ahava umiyira, due to love of someone who requested they should bow down, or to fear of someone who's going to coerce them to bow down. Assumption is it wasn't done wholehearted, so therefore there should be no iser. Comes the Gemara and says, Abaye says in this case, he's still going to be chayev because it's a shogeg, bali kavana. Proving the Gemara's point exactly. So Rava is a different story and requires turning over to tomorrow's daf to find out what happens. It comes Tosos and points out with Abaye, his answer doesn't actually differentiate Shabbos from Avodah Zarah, since violating Shabbos out of Avan Yira would also be Chayev. Therefore, Abaye has to give a different answer, which comes on the daf on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph at the top. This subtle point of Tosos has tremendous ramifications to Hilchos Shabbos and beyond. The Maharam Melublin writes that what he's saying is Tosos is saying that Miura, that which Tosos says Miura, that a person who violates Shabbos out of fear is a Chilul Shabbos. He's talking about Yirat Yisurim. He says Yirat Yisurim means the person's afraid of some kind of repercussion if they don't violate Shabbos. Because if it would be talking about Yiras Mavis, person puts a gun to the person's head and says, violate Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, then we say in that case, Yarag V'Yavor, you have to be Mechal Shabbos. Right? The Torah says, V'Chai Behem, you have to live. There's only a few cases of murder, idolatry, and adultery. A person is not meant to give up their life for such things. But when it comes to violating Shabbos, a person would give up their life. Therefore, says the Maharam, we're talking clearly about a case where it's Yirat Yisurim. A person's afraid they might get somehow hurt if they don't violate Shabbos in that case. So comes the Bnei Yeshua and jumps in and questions the whole premise of the Maharam, that we paskin in Masechet Shabbos like the opinion of Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon's halacha is, even when it comes to the principle of malacha shein tzricha leguf, a person does a malacha, and the reason why they're doing the malacha is not for the action itself, then one is exempt. Therefore, when it comes to the Avodah Zarah case, Miyurt Yisurin, because he wouldn't have done this on his own willingly, he compares it to the comments of the Marsha and the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the story of the person in Parsha Shlach who was sentenced to death for public Chilul Shabbos. But in that case, he was L'shem Shemayim. He was trying to remind the nation, warn the nation. Even you've been punished. You're going to be in the desert for 40 years after the sin of the spies. Don't give up on the Torah despite the punishment. Therefore, his actions were really a malacha shein tzricha leguf. He wasn't doing the malacha of carrying or whatever he was doing in order to do the malacha. He was doing it for another reason. Why he was killed in the end, that's a different question altogether. Lamasa, we have a fundamental question here. When a person is forced to be Mechal Shabbos, do we view this possibly as Malach HaShein HaTzricha Gufa or not? Chavos Yair and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, who lived in the 17th century in Germany, wrote about an incident where Jews were forced to work on Shabbos for the walls of the city. He said it was Malach HaShein HaTzricha Gufa Nochiyo. Another application was conscripted military service. For example, the Shalosh Tshuvos Maharshag, Chelek Bei Simon Chav Gimel, from Rav Shimon Greenfeld, who was a Rav and posting in Hungary in late 19th century. He also applied this logic, arguing that soldiers have to follow orders. Nevertheless, the malacha there is clearly needed. Other postings, such as Amar Sham, were more meikel and allowed it to happen. One final application is for Shabbos observant Jewish doctors working in public hospitals to treat patients who are not Jewish with malachos that are deraisos. So Rav Avadi has a tshuva, Yabia Omer, Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a similar conclusion that the whole work is being done to make sure the government system functions. It would look very bad, have severe repercussions, a doctor not to mention endangering Jewish patients in the care of other doctors.